The NBL 1 South Conference season is over for the North West Thunder, but it's still going for Hobart and for the Launceston Tornadoes and the women as well. But our minds now turn to the NBL 1 season, which isn't too far away, in fact, with the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. In fact, they've already started pre-season. Mark Radford is an assistant coach with the Jack Jumpers, and he joins me now. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How are we?
Yeah, good, Mark. Thanks for your time as always. Appreciate it. I know how busy you've been, particularly this week. But before we talk about the pre-season, just a couple of things I wanted to touch base with you on. One of those, of course, is that there's going to be a practice match coming up in Ulverston, not too far away.
Yeah, there is. We've got South East Melbourne coming in for a couple of games. There'll be one in Ulverston and one in Launceston, which will coincide with our trip to the north-northwest as we do in our pre-season. A lot of the fans there would have got to see us last year. But this year we've got South East that's coming in, which would be good for us to get on the hardwood and battle it out by that time against some opposition and not ourselves.
That game will be at Ulverston on the 2nd of September, which is a Tuesday night, I think. But you'll also be doing some school visits and clinics as well?
Yeah, we've got obviously a focus of being a Tasmanian team and a lot of school clinics. We've got some visits in, I think there might be some visits to hospitals. There's a combination of different community events that we have to fulfil. And I know the guys that love being out and about last year and got to see the northwest coast. And I keep telling them it's God's country, and until they get out and see it, they don't believe me. But they loved it up there last year, and we're looking forward to getting back there again.
On the subject of the northwest coast, you've had the development player camp recently, or the trials, I should say, and a couple of northwest youngsters involved in that. I think there's still one development spot left, isn't there?
There isn't. It hasn't been announced, but we have got a guy coming in to fulfil that position. I can't fill you in on that any further, but...
Oh, no, what, no scoop this morning? What a shame.
No scoop this morning, sorry, no scoop this morning. But we had it was like 130 Australia-wide that was brought into, or that applied for the position to come in a trial, and I think we had 28 come in on the day.
Yeah,
outstanding day.
It's really, the Jack Jumpers have become a destination club after just only one season in the competition. It's taken everyone by storm.
Well, I think the positive thing, and we've discussed this, that we're not just here to win. Obviously, that's our objective because it's a professional team, but the club has invested in its people that's involved in the club, and they've done that by having, a full coaching staff, head coach, three full-time assistants that not only drives the winning along with the head coach, but also drives development and helping people get better on and off the floor. We've got two physiotherapists now that are on board. We have a strength and conditioning coach. We have sports psychologist. So there's multiple people that are invested in this group. And, when we had DP trials and we had 28 players come in, we were all hands on deck and coaching, and we're trying to unearth the next, Jack Jumper from a development player to a full contract. And that side of the game is really important to us.
And we had, Sean McDonald was one of them who played with the Thunder during the off-season, and a couple of others did as well, Fabian Krizlovich, and those guys really brought something to the team. And I guess for them, there's been no rest, has there? They've basically finished their NBL season. They've had maybe a couple of weeks off and then back into it again with the Thunder.
Yeah, they've had a busy off-season. They did have, I think it was their mandatory 4 to 6 weeks off, and they did come back in at different times. But they've hit the ground running, and, we had some fitness testing done during the week, and all three of those guys were up on their scores from last year. So if they can, continually keep driving, through this pre-season from last year to this year and the work that they did with Thunder, and we'll certainly go into the season better prepared than we were 12 months ago.
Yeah,
and
I guess
those guys have driven that, Martin.
And I guess you'll have been a more positive light to let them play with the Thunder next year, and obviously there's some are playing with Hobart and they've finished on top of the ladder in the NBL 1 competition. So there's a lot of benefits from them playing with the Tasmanian sides during the NBL off-season.
Yeah, no question. It's been a massive part of our focus to be linked and connected and supporting NBL 1 programs, and you know, we want players playing in those teams, and there's no reason why that shouldn't happen every year with both of those clubs. And you know, it might change from year to year, and I think what will also happen is the players next season will be there right from the start. It was obviously the COVID issue that we had with the NBL around Christmas time.
Yeah, season started later, didn't it?
Yeah, it certainly pushed us back, and we didn't finish till May, which obviously the NBL one started early. So I don't think they'll have that issue, and Nick Haywood's had to deal with a multitude of injuries and people coming in and out, and Australian juniors, and but he's done an outstanding job of managing it and still staying highly competitive right down to the last 2 weeks of the season. With all the interruptions, I would look at the Thunder program for this year being, you know, a very positive outcome considering all those things that he had to deal with.
Yeah, and, of course, there was a meeting not so long ago with the Thunder and the Jack Jumpers and the Tornadoes and the Chargers and Basketball Tasmania, and everyone seems to be on the same page.
Yeah, no question. I think I said 2 years ago in a media conference that I had with Basketball Tasmania that Tasmania can become the Lithuania of Australian basketball. You know, they're a powerhouse nation in Europe and they have 2% of the population. You know, we have a higher percentage of population in Tasmania to Australia, and this is fast becoming a basketball state, and part of our role as the NBL is to continually drive that because we get the media presence and the aspirational side of it for youngsters. And, you know, Basketball Tasmania and the NBL 1 programs and all the domestic clubs, you know, they drive it at their level as well. So if we can continually work together, we're going to have a very, very good product for boys and girls to want to be part of as they're growing up through their junior sport.
As I mentioned in the intro, you've already started pre-season. You've announced your recruits, imports and things like that. Obviously, last year was almost the Cinderella story or the fairy tale finish, didn't quite come off. So you've set yourself a very high bar for 2023, haven't you?
Well, I think the thing that we did last year, Martin, was Scott, along with the coaching staff and the support staff, set standards high of our daily work ethic and our daily habits. And it didn't matter when we were 2-6, there wasn't any panic. You could have walked in here and been around the place and that everybody wasn't walking on eggshells. We were going through the process of trying to improve and get better. And it's exactly the same this year. And if we can do that, then hopefully we'll give ourselves a good chance of, you know, playing in big games at the back end of the season again. But we'll do step one, then step two, then step three. We won't jump steps. Certainly not with Scott Roth. You're not going to jump steps. You're not going to get ahead of yourself. And you know, we are the mindset that we've taken is, you know, we lose one game, or Perth loses one game in Perth late in the season, and we finish fifth. And we're not the new kids on the block anymore. People are going to hunt us right from the start. And we've just got to control what we can on a daily basis. And we've done that so far in the first 2 weeks of pre-season. And if we do that, then we'll just give ourselves a chance of being highly competitive. And that's tough to win games in the NBL.
Yeah, and look, the Jack Jumpers have captured the imagination of every Tasmanian, whether you're involved in sport or not. I've got people that don't even watch basketball that were following the final series last year. So we're really looking forward to an exciting future. Mark, thanks for your time as always this morning. I really appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you later on during the season, a bit later on.
Good. Love to chat. Thanks, mate.